www.mediafree.tvpodcastnetwork.
It's game time. Are you in or out?
I'm in.
This is the Extra Hot Great Podcast, episode 132 for the week of October 10th, 2016. I am functional Jeopardy buzzer you insist is broken, David T. Cole, and I'm here with lovely parting gifts, Shannon Clark.
I've come here to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and I'm all, oh, hey, here's some bubblegum.
House of Cards champion, Kim Springsteen.
Pick off that bracelet, Marsha.
Weird Wheel of Fortune answer, Trip Payne.
Obsequious, opaque, squid.
Showcase underbidder, Eileen Joyce.
$1.
And Daily Double, Tara Ariano.
Make it a true.
I think we can all agree that we didn't count on the 12-hour long They Live quote from Shannon Clark for that intro.
Don't quote shame.
All good. Welcome, everybody. This is our listener Game Time Championship round. It's been a while. Each of today's contestants, we have Kim Springsteen, Trip Payne, Eileen Joyce, and Shannon Clark here today. They all won their listener game times in the distant past, and it's been a little while since we've been able to do another one, and here we are, our champions all together under one roof, battling it out for season one championship belt.
Also not under one roof.
Well, you know, now that the... Yes, true. Cyber roof, Dara. That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
All right. So I say let's just get into it, guys. This is it. Listener Game Time Season 1 Championships. The winner of today's game will be crowned ruler of the universe. Today we are playing another round of Is This Anything? From David A. Binley, who earns himself an extra credit, redeemable for an extra hot, great mini topic of his choosing. All right, to refresh your memory, in Is This Anything, I will read you a thing and you have to tell me, is this anything? Yes or no? So, for example, is this an acronym from an 80s TV show? I would say car, and you would say?
Yes.
Yes.
I would say scarab, and you would say?
I don't know.
Yes.
Probably not.
Probably not is the correct answer. Car, yes. Scarab, no. We'll take turns. There are 15 rounds, each asking, is this anything? Everybody gets two or three questions in each round. We'll have a tiebreaker round if we need it. Otherwise, do you know what time it is?
What time is it, Dave?
It's game time, guys. Round one. Is this a show whose first episode is titled Pilot? Our order is Shannon, Kim, Trip, Eileen. So our first question is to Shannon. Spin City, first episode titled Pilot?
Yes.
Incorrect. It was called Prototype. Kim, My So-Called Life.
That's to me, My So-Called Life. Yes.
Trip, Happy Endings.
Happy Endings. I'm just going to play the odds and say yes.
Eileen, Gossip Girl.
I'll say no.
Oh, it did. Back to Shannon, Baywatch.
Yes.
That's a little episode we call Panic at Malibu Pier. Baywatch Nights for Kim. Baywatch Nights.
No?
Correct. They looked at their parent Baywatch and said, who are we to mess with tradition? That episode was called Pursuit. Trip, Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman.
Oh, sure.
sure is the right answer. Eileen, Quantum Leap.
Sure. Yes.
It was called Genesis, but the pilot was about a pilot. So they got you there. All right, that's round one. Tara, the scores, please.
All right. Kim and Trip are tied with two each. Shannon and, I'm sorry, Evelyn?
Eileen.
Eileen, sorry, are looking to get on the board.
All right. So it is round two. Is this a burger of the day from Bob's Burgers? Shannon, wet hot gravy burger.
No.
Correct. Kim, I am not a crackpot burger. I'm sorry, I'm not a crockpot burger. Little EHG bias in that
seen
reading.
Bob's Burger, so I'm going to guess no.
Correct. Trip, the Butter Presents Burger.
Butter Presents, or the Butter Presents. I'll say yes.
Sorry.
Oh,
Eileen, is this worse than Succotash Burger?
No.
You are correct. All right, those are some easy ones. All right, the human polentipede burger. That is for Shannon. The human polentipede burger.
Yes.
You are correct. That was. Kim, one horse open slaw burger.
One horse open slaw. Oh, I get it. I'll say... Oh, no.
Oh, it was. Oh. It was. Sorry. Trip, the Garden of Edam burger.
I hope it is. I'll say yes.
It wasn't.
What? Oh.
Yeah, it should have been, though.
Oh, it should have been.
All right, Eileen. Great. Poutine on the Ritz burger.
I really hope it is. So I'll say yes.
It was. Shannon, charred to a crisp burger.
No.
It was. Charred the vegetable to a crisp burger. Kim, a view to a kale burger.
Yes.
Incorrect. It was not. Trip, living la feta, I imagine you would say it, loca burger. Feta loca burger.
All right. I want to get one of these right. I'll say yes.
I got bad news for you. Oh, no. All right, Eileen. You still got another one in this round trip. We'll get you.
Okay.
Sympathy for the deviled egg burger. And that is to Eileen.
Yes.
Definitely was. Shannon, here's your last burger question. We are the champion. Oh, I don't even know how to say this. Tara, help me out here.
We are the champignons burger. French word for mushroom.
I'm going to say yes.
Incorrect. It was not. That was an invention of our game master. Kim, chorizo your own adventure burger.
Yes.
Correct. Trip, heads, shoulders, knees, and tomatoes burger.
I'm going to say no.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, man.
Four bad coin flips.
All right, Eileen. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot zucchini burger.
Since I've been going on my theme of burgers I want to eat, I'll say no.
Yeah, that was thinking with your stomach. Sometimes
that's a
it
long
works.
Menu board.
Sometimes it doesn't. All right, that was round two. Tara, scorebreak.
Okay, Shannon and Trip now tied with two each. Eileen has three, and Kim has four.
All right, round three. Is this a show? Is this a show television's greatest monster, Jason Priestley, has appeared on? All right. So to Shannon, 21 Jump Street. 21 Jump Street.
Yes.
You are correct.
Nice.
Kim, Supernatural.
This is in any form, just like as a guest star, not...
Has appeared on, is the question.
Supernatural.
So on screen.
Show I have never seen. Yes.
Incorrect. He was not on that show.
That would have been my guess. He is a Canadian and it shoots in Vancouver.
Trip, Melrose Place.
Ooh, this feels like a trap. it should so obviously be yes, but I'm doubting it now. I know they had some crossovers, but I don't remember him, so I'm going to say no.
You are correct. He was not on Melrose Place, even though it was a spinoff. Eileen, Airwolf. Was he on Airwolf?
Maybe he was a child. It was before 90210. He'd be a child actor. It seems so weird. I'll say yes.
Really?
Yep.
Good instincts.
Quantum Leap for Shannon. Quantum Leap.
I'm going to say no.
He was on Quantum Leap.
Oh, God.
Kim, MacGyver.
No.
Yes.
Oh, what?
Trip, was Jason Priestley on The X-Files?
They had some weird-ass guest stars on The X-Files, so I'm going to say yes.
He was not on The X-Files. Eileen, last question of round three, The Simpsons.
Yes.
Somehow, no. Luke Perry.
I feel like I even saw that episode.
He's Krusty's brother. We all know that. But unfortunately, he was not. All right, Tara, that was round three. Score break, please.
Oh, boy. Shannon and Tripp still tied with three each. Now, Kim and Eileen tied with four each.
All right, that brings us to round four. Is this someone who played a valued guest on The Love Boat? Shannon, Betty White.
Yes.
Kim, Corey Haim.
Yes?
No, the other Corey did. Corey Feldman was on The Love Boat.
I'm going to say no.
Trip, Susan Lucci.
Oh, she had to have. Yes.
Indeed. Nice. Eileen, Alan Alda.
No.
You are correct. He would lower himself to be on The Love Boat. Come on, guys. Janet Jackson for Shannon. Janet Jackson, value guest on The Love Boat?
She was on Good Times. I'm going to say yes.
You are correct. Kim, Shelley Long.
Yes.
Trip, Kirstie Alley.
Ooh. I'm going to say no.
She was. It was the famous episode where they have a big fight, her and Shelley Long. One of them dies. Which one? I won't ruin it for you. Eileen, Charo.
I feel like she was on every episode. I'll say yes.
Yes, of course she was. All right, that's round four.
Okay, big changes in that round. Trip has four. Shannon and Kim now tied with five apiece, and Eileen has pulled ahead with six.
All right, this is round five. Is this somewhere any version of The Mole has filmed challenges? Shannon, Wales.
I don't even know what The Mole is. I don't
Trip
want
just had
choice.
A heart attack, I think.
I did.
No.
You are correct. Kim, Scotland. Mole challenge location?
Well, if they were in Wales, why wouldn't they go to Scotland? I'm going to say yes.
But they were not in Wales. You guessed correctly,
they were not in Wales. Well, I'll still say yes.
No, that's good.
Good
I tried to talk you out of that answer because I'm evil. For a trip, Northern Ireland.
So can I just clarify, we're talking about the U.S. version of
any
the mole?
Version,
any
of,
version
the mole
of the mole
is the qualifier.
Oh, boy.
There are multinational versions of the mole?
Oh, yeah.
There's a ton.
There are, like, every country has a version of the mole, basically. So. I'll say yes.
You are correct. Eileen, Ireland.
Sure. Yes.
No, they're too busy drinking. Uh-huh. Shannon, Greece.
Yes.
Incorrect. Too busy making feta cheese. Kim, Monaco.
Monaco. Yes.
Trip, Russia. Big country.
I don't remember any challenges in Russia. I'm going to say no.
Trip knows his mole. Eileen.
I don't like how that sounded at all.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Eileen, Germany.
Germany?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, somehow they have not been to Germany. For Shannon, British Columbia.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? Kim, Alberta. Texas North, Alberta.
Yes.
They have not. Trip, Ontario.
Ooh. I don't remember it. I'm going to say no.
You are correct. Trip, and so smart. Finally, round five, Eileen, Quebec. And please answer in French.
Uh-huh. No.
Oh,
man.
All right, that's round five. Tara, score accounting, please.
Oh, my God. Eileen is now in last place with 6 points, and everyone else is tied with 7 each.
All right, very close game. This is only round six,
just
guys.
Just keeps changing.
Is this an episode of Murder, She Wrote? Shannon. The Mole.
Yes.
Kim, Northern Explosion.
No.
It was. Trip, The Great Twain Robbery.
That's such a lame pun, I'm going to say yes.
You are correct, that was. Eileen, Murder on the High Seas.
It seems, Cabot Cove. Sure, yes.
That was not.
I think that was a Nancy Drew book.
I wouldn't put that past Dave. He's a crafty guy. Back to Shannon. Hooray for Homicide.
Yes.
For Kim, The Corpse Flew First Class.
Oh, yes.
It was.
Love it.
I think I've seen that recently.
For Trip, Frat Chance. Frat Chance.
I'm going to say no.
You are correct. It was not. For Eileen, Death Takes the Train.
Keep getting these ones that sound like Nancy Drew mysteries. I'll say no.
You are correct.
Whew.
All right, everybody's last question for round six. For Shannon, The Family Jewels. Is this an episode of Murder, She Wrote?
Yes.
Correct. Kim, We're Off to Kill the Wizard.
No.
It was an episode of Murder, She Wrote. Trip's last of this round, From Russia with Blood.
I hope it is. Yes.
It was. Your dreams come true. And our last question of this round for Eileen, Murder to a Jazz Beat.
Is murder worse than jazz? Yes,
it is. Yes. Answers to all questions. Correct.
Alrighty, holy crow. Okay, Kim and Eileen now tied with 8 each. Shannon and Trip now tied with 10 each.
Alright, round 7. Is this someone who appeared on The X-Files? Shannon, R. Lee Ermey.
R. Lee Ermey, yes.
He definitely was.
Very confident answer.
Kim, J.K. Simmons.
So this is another show I haven't seen.
Oh, dear.
Yes?
No. CCH Pounder, Trip, on The X-Files?
I was hoping I'd get Jason Priestley again. CCH Pounder on The X-Files? I could see it, yes.
Correct. Eileen, Mr. T.
This is a show I've seen like 3 episodes of.
Oh, no.
I'll say no to that one, though.
You are correct. Dean Norris, Shannon. Dean Norris.
Yes.
He was. Kim, Octavia Spencer.
No.
She was. Constance Zimmer, Trip. Constance Zimmer.
Ooh. I'm going to say no.
She was.
Wow.
Eileen, Bradley Whitford. Bradley Whitford. Do you see the guy's balls? They were all weird. Bradley Whitford.
Yes.
Yes, correct. All right.
And he has weird balls.
Shannon, is this someone who appeared on The X-Files? Any opening credits cast member from Married with Children?
Oh, let's see.
And I'm going to mix it up here. I'm going to give you an extra point if you can name them after an incorrect or correct answer. And we'll work out the math. Actually, okay. I won't work out. Dave points. Dave points.
How many are there?
How many are there what? No, there's just one.
In the opening. Like,
it's just
it's
yes or
any
no.
Any of them.
It's just a yes or no.
Yeah, you don't have to say who.
Okay. Just... I'm going to say yes.
All right, take a guess who it is, and I'll give you 2 Dave points.
David Faustino?
Yeah, that's correct. Kim.
Wow.
Any opening cast member from Glee?
Glee.
Yeah, well, opening credits cast member from Glee. There's like 20
I'm
going to
stick with
buggers.
Saying no, which is not doing me well so far in this round.
No, it's not. The answer was yes. Anybody want to take a guess who it was?
Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch, yep. All right, Trip.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Any opening credits cast member from Firefly?
Ooh, Firefly.
Is that for me?
This is for Trip.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's for me. Yep. It seems too obvious. I'm going to say no.
There was. It was Jewel State?
Yeah.
Yes. And finally, Eileen, any opening credits cast member from Alias? From Alias.
It seems like one of them has to be on there, so I'll say yes.
But the question is who? For 2 Dave points.
Victor Garber.
Such a good guess. Also Canadian.
Carl Lumbly. Yep. Yeah. All right, that was round 7. We're about halfway through.
Okie dokie, Kim has 8, Trip has 11, Eileen also has 11, Shannon has 13.
Okay, round 8.
Oh, but first.
But first, we have a message from Kira.
Neve, Kira's sister, is celebrating a big birthday this week, and Kira wanted us to help mark the occasion.
Kira tells us that Neve has a very soft spot for the Canadian law enforcement dramedy Due South and his star, Paul Gross, which led them to Slings and Arrows.
Past canon contender, as I recall. As Canadians, we feel it incumbent upon us to recommend other Canadian TV shows for the birthday girl to check out, because there's a whole world beyond Paul Gross, if you can even believe it.
Number 5, Kids in the Hall, sketch comedy that has a cabbage for a head.
Number 4, the original Anne of Green Gables miniseries starring Megan Follows. A new one may be coming this year, but accept no substitutes.
Number 3, Orphan Black. Some will tell you it tries to obscure where it's actually set, but Donnie and Allison live in Scarborough. Case closed.
Number 2, the original Old School Degrassi. 80s fashions, earnest issues, so many Canadian accents, and the one with Drake is fine too.
And you know this one has to be number 1. It's The Littlest Hobo. Michael Landon might have helped lots of strangers as an angel on Highway to Heaven, but he was really just copying one very talented German shepherd.
From all of us, and especially Kira,
Happy birthday, Neve! Okay, now it's time for round 8. Is this something you may remember Troy McClure from? All right, Shannon. Don't face this Thanksgiving sober. By the
yes.
way, I would do so good at this one.
You would.
Kim, designated drivers, the life-saving nerds.
I think I'd like to rename this game shows Kim does not watch, because I don't watch The Simpsons. I'll say yes, though, because that sounds good.
Trip.
Thank you.
Get confident, stupid.
That's a title, not advice for you.
I'm trying to decide if that's a Simpsons thing or one of Emma's pamphlets on Glee. It sounds more Glee, actually. I'm going to say no.
It was. Eileen, sorry, wrong closet.
I'm going to say no.
It was. Shannon, Makeout King of Milwaukee.
No.
Correct. It was, in fact, the Makeout King of Montana.
Trick question.
Yes. Kim, Firecrackers, the Silent Killer.
Yes.
Yeah, of course it was.
Nice.
Trip, how to succeed in gym class without really trying.
No.
You are correct. Eileen, mothballing your battleship.
No.
And that was. Shannon, Saskatoon also rhymes with fun.
Yes.
Incorrect. Kim, the president's neck is missing.
Yes.
Correct. Trip, leper in the backfield.
Could you say that again?
Leper in the backfield.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you said leper or leopard.
No.
No D.
No D.
Okay. I'll say no either way.
That, in fact, was something you may remember him from. Closing out this round, Eileen, calling all Quakers.
I'll say yes.
You are correct. All right, nice. Tara, that was round 8. Let's hear the scores.
Oh, boy. Kim has 11. Trip and Eileen each have 12. Shannon has 14.
All right, so round 9, is this someone who competed on Battle of the Network Stars? Shannon, Alan Alda.
Yes.
No, we've already learned Alan Alda does nothing. He is too good for all of this.
He did the Oh Hello Show last night. I don't know what he's too good for necessarily.
Well, back in this point, he was still doing the super serious MASH shit.
He was.
Kim, Meredith Baxter Burney.
Yes.
Correct. Trip, Valerie Harper.
Oh, she had to have. Yes.
You'd think.
You'd think. She wasn't. That's what I would have said, too.
Wow.
Yep, that was definitely the answer I would have given to.
For sure.
She was cheerleading with Alan Alda, I guess.
Eileen, Lisa Wenchel?
Welchel.
Welchel, and who is that? Oh, well, let's answer first. Let's get the answer first.
I have no idea who she is either. I'll say yes, since I don't know who she
yeah,
is.
Yeah, well.
She did that, and she did Survivor, Trip Knows.
Oh, yeah.
But who is she?
She's from Facts of Life. She was Blair on Facts of Life.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right. Shannon, Farrah Fawcett on Battle of the Network Stars?
Yes.
You'd think,
yes.
Eh?
Yes.
My God.
Nicolette Sheridan for Kim. Nicolette Sheridan.
Yes.
She was.
Wow.
Trip, Julie Kavner.
Kavner, so this would have been like time of Rhoda, maybe. yes.
No, she's up in that room fucking Ellen Alda. She ain't got time for that shit. Lucy Arnaz. Lucy Arnaz.
This is mine?
Yeah, for Eileen.
Okay. Let's say no.
Incorrect. Was on Battle of the Network Stars. That was round 9. Tara, the scores.
Very little movement in that round. Trip has 12. Kim and Eileen now tied with 13. Shannon still has 14.
All right. Round 10 for a man who definitely listens to this podcast. Is this Benson?
Yeah.
And the answer, the question you're actually answering, is this an episode of Benson? Shannon, Mr. Benson goes to Washington.
Yes.
It was not. Kim, Space Race.
Yes.
Cookie Cutter, Trip. Cookie Cutter.
Cookie Cutter. That seems just so random that I'm going to say yes.
Eileen, Doctors and Nurses.
Is this a theme? I'll say yes.
Nothing is Benson.
Shannon, terms of endearment.
Yes.
Kim, streets ahead.
What did we learn?
Streets ahead.
Streets ahead? I'm going to say no.
Good call, Kim.
Streets ahead, a famous...
I'm just going to say no before you give me the title.
Eileen? Jailbreak.
No. No.
And that was Is This Benson?
And it never is. All right. Trip has 13. Shannon, Kim, and Eileen all tied with 14.
All right. Wow. Great game.
Yep.
Round 11. Is this a real Australian police law or crime procedural? Shannon, murder call. Oh, wait. Medical.
Murder.
Medical.
Medical.
Murder call.
Murder call. I'm going to stop doing that.
Let's not do our accents.
I would have called it Chazwazers.
No.
Murder call, an actual show. Kim, wow. Plain clothes. Plain clothes.
Yeah. Plain clothes.
Plain clothes.
She said yes.
Get this. It is a real show, but it's from New Zealand.
Sneaky.
Oh, please. Oh,
Trip.
Trip denies.
Trip is not,
separate
not a fan of those trick questions.
Statehood of Australia and New Zealand. All right.
Martial law, Trip. Martial law.
Martial law. Martial, like, spelled normally
spelled
like
a
you would
person's,
expect it to be?
No, spelled like a person's name, unless this is a typo.
Okay. In that case, I'll say yes.
You just got yourself a point, sir.
Well done.
Eileen, homicide.
Seems vague enough. There's no murder call. I'll say...
No, it's not.
I'll say no.
I should have went with your first feeling there. It was a show. Shannon, life on the beat.
Sure it is.
Sure it is not.
Almighty.
Kim, Fat Tony and Company. Fat Tony.
I'll say yes.
And there's your point. Title is actually Fat Tony, Tony ampersand Co.
And Co.
Yeah. Trip, Blue Heelers. Blue Heelers.
H-E-E-L-E-R-S, before yes. you ask.
Wow, I have no idea what that means, so...
Yes, Blue Heeler is a type of doog, Australian doog. Eileen,
ooh.
Australian yes. police law or crime procedural, water rats.
yes, I'll say yes.
Yeah, you're correct. Water rats. Lost my place. Shannon, stingers.
Yes.
Stingers.
Yes.
Correct. Kim, The Secret Life of Us. Secret Life of Us for Kim.
No.
Correct. Real show, yes. not a police procedural, though.
That's what I was thinking. Another trick question.
Yep. All right, for Trip, Skirts. Is Skirts a police
skirts.
Law or crime procedural?
Ooh. How sexist are they in Australia? Let's see. I'm going to say no.
Pretty sexist, Trip. Pretty sexist.
Okay.
Eileen, East West 101.
I'll say no.
It was. I'm sorry. All right. That was round 11.
Oh, boy. Shannon, Trip, and Eileen all tied with 15 points. Kim has 16.
Oh, my. All right. So that was round 11. Here is round 12. Remember, there's 15 rounds. Here we are playing Is This Anything? Is this a Muppet that has appeared on Sesame Street? Mm. All right. So is this a Muppet that was on Sesame Street? Shannon, Little Bird.
No.
Little Bird was on Sesame Street. Placido Flamingo for Kim.
On Sesame Street.
Placido Flamingo. Sesame Street or
I'll
not?
I'll say yes.
Yes. Trip, Fred the Wonder Horse.
Oh, Fred the Wonder Horse is definitely a character. Was it the Muppet Show? Or was it Sesame Street? I'm going to say no.
Fred the Wonder Horse was on Sesame Street. Sorry. Eileen, Donald Grump. Donald Grump.
Timely. So timely.
Yeah.
I'll say yes.
You are correct.
Good call.
Shannon, Monty the Python.
Yes.
No. There was a Monty, but he was not a Python. He was just some dude. Another Dave A. B. trick question. Duck Clark for Kim. Duck Clark.
Duck Clark.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, he was. Trip, and this is my favorite entry from this one, the Karate Squid.
I, as much as I would love that to be a yes, I'm going to say no.
It was. So your dreams have come true, but you had to trade in a point for them. Eileen.
Fair trade.
Eileen. Oh, sorry, Eileen. Eileen's not the character. Eddie the Eagle.
Eddie the Eagle. I mean, British ski jumper or Muppet character. Probably both. I'll say yes.
No.
Oh.
Eddie the Eagle is the...
That's the NRA's mascot.
Yeah. Sam... Is it Sam the Eagle?
Yes.
Sam the Eagle.
Yeah, Sam.
Shannon, Rue, R-O-O, Paul. Rue Paul.
Yes.
No.
I wish that was true.
That is a great name for a character,
it is.
Though.
It is. It's brilliant. Ugh.
For Kim, Sherry Belgium.
Can you spell Sherry? Is it...
Like the drink.
Yeah, S-H-E? Like yeah. Cooking Sherry.
Like the drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sherry Belgium. Sure, why not? Yeah.
Character is Sherry Netherland.
Oh.
Trip, Liz Lemon.
I think that's a yes.
It is a yes. Converted into a puppet, yeah. Eileen, Narf. Narf.
Narf. No.
Yes, and who's Narf?
I don't remember.
For some reason, I like to think of as that the puppet from Too Many Cooks,
who had a name
kind of like that. Might have been Narf. I don't know. All right, that was round 12.
Okay, Shannon has 15. Trip and Eileen each have 16. Kim has 17.
All right, still only 2 points separating first and last, so it's still anybody's game. Round 13, is this an episode of Charmed?
Did you write this game or is it a different Dave?
Me?
Yeah.
No, Dave A. Bindley.
I'm already mad at him for how many times you're going to have to say how things are spelled in this category.
Oh, yes. A Knight, a Knigget to Remember.
To Shannon. Is this an episode of Charmed?
Yes.
Indeed it is. Kim, Wicked Witches of the West. Wicca apostrophe D, Witches of the West.
No.
Correct, it was not. Trip, From Fear to Eternity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Indeed it was. Eileen, Hell's Spells. Hell's Spells.
Yes.
No, it wasn't. Shannon, I Dream of Phoebe.
Yes.
Correct. Kim, Carpe Demon. Carpe Demon.
Yes.
Correct. Trip. Nymphs just want to have fun.
Not much of a pun there. I'll say yes.
Just got this
shade
one
at
out.
The writers.
Yeah, Eileen, Children of the Leprechaun. Children of the Leprechaun.
See, if I was going with the not much of a pun, I'll say no.
You are correct. That was not. Shannon, Salem of the Century. Oh, that one's for Trip. Salem of the Century.
Yeah.
No.
You are correct. That was not. And that is a solid pun.
Mm-hmm.
Astral Monkey for Kim.
Yes.
Good for a point. Trip. Styx Feet Under.
STYX.
Yes. River Styx Feet Under.
Styx Feet Under.
Yep.
No.
Oh,
they got you.
Got me finally.
Everything's better in Freeze.
F-R-E-E-Z-E.
Correct.
Yes.
No, it wasn't. Oh. I am sorry to inform you, it was not. There were some solid puns in there, both real and made up.
Yep.
Well done. That was round 13.
Okay, Eileen has 17 points. Trip and Shannon each have 18. Kim has pulled away with 20.
All right, this is going to be Tara's round to read. This is round 14.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Yep.
Is this a lyric from a Eurovision Song Contest entry, Mark 2?
Oh,
all right,
God.
Shannon. I'm just a silly old boy with my head in the can.
In the can?
Yep.
It sounds dumb enough to be true, so yes.
It was.
Sweden.
Yep.
2007. Okay, Kim.
Yeah?
Bring me the power, I'll be the king of the land and the seas.
Bring me the power, I'll be the king of the land and the seas. Sure.
Correct.
Sweden, 2000.
Yep. Trip, I still miss you and it makes me feel blue and I'm lost without those colors of you. This is both the song and my feelings.
Oh, yes, I was going to ask what my lyric was. Can you repeat it? I'm sorry.
I still miss you and it makes me feel blue and I'm lost without those colors of you.
Oh. God, that's just sickly. No. Mm.
Oops. Iceland 2004. Eileen.
Iceland!
love is so bright like a diamond in the light. Love is so, so true. I can paint my world in blue.
How much blue? I'll say yes.
Yes. Romania 2013. Shannon.
No, Romania.
In dreams we're untouchable, forever invincible, if you believe with love in your heart.
That's not even a good greeting card.
And there's like, yes, it's like a gatefold is. And it's got like, you know, additions you have to pull out and shit.
You are correct. UK 2001, yes. So they don't even have the excuse of it being badly translated. Kim, sometimes I lie awake and watch you sleeping and listen to the beating of your heart.
Oh, creepy. Creepy. Yes.
Yes.
Trip. Ireland.
Sorry. Ireland 1992. Trip, even at my worst, I'm best with you.
Oh, God. It feels like those lyrics could accidentally end up in a song. yes.
No. It's from the full version of the Friends theme. Eileen.
Oh.
And you're crying out for help and just the seagulls listening in the dark of the night in the middle of the fight.
That seems weird enough to be one, so I'll say yes.
UK again, 2013.
Oh, man.
Shannon, je t'adore. Yes. And I can't conceal it. Je t'adore. Anyone can see it.
Yes.
Belgium, 2006.
He says with confidence.
Kim, worked on a farm, got some muscle in my arms, but still I'm not a self-made man.
Yes. Oh.
David Hasselhoff's Looking for Freedom, apparently.
Oh, my God.
That explains why I didn't know it.
Trip, love is guilty as tried. Love has no alibi. Love is breaking down all your defenses.
Sure. Yes.
Yes. Ireland, finally. 2005. Eileen, I look over all the maps trying to escape because I'm tired of being your sweet cheesecake. Okay.
I really want that to be a lyric, but I think it's too weird even for the song contest, so I'll say no.
Wrong.
Ah,
Belarus, 2014. Oh.
You overestimate the Euro song again.
Shannon, I'm Sarajevo. Taste me. Come feast on my delights.
What do you think, Shannon?
Shannon?
Did you do that one more time?
I can try. I'm Sarajevo. Taste me. Come feast on my delights.
Yes?
No. Ugh. Kim.
Thank goodness.
Party for everybody. Dance. Come on and dance. Come on and dance. Come on and boom, boom.
Oh. I think that's the Black Eyed Peas. I'm going to say no.
It's Russia 2012, apparently.
I could totally, I totally get your reasoning.
They could. Yeah. Trip. There'll be no sorrow when you'll sing tomorrow and you walk along with your ding dang dong.
This is very true. Yeah. Wow. Ding dang dong. That sounds like something that would appear in every Eurovision lyric, so I'm going to say yes.
All right.
That's our oldest song in the list, I think.
Netherlands, 1975. And finally, Eileen, do the hee-dee-hi-ho, do the hee-dee-hi-hey, do the dip-dee-dip-dee-dee, do the skiddly-skiddly-bow.
Yes.
Okay, wait. Yes. Wait before you say.
Yes.
Guess what country that's from.
I want to say like Norway.
Yeah, you would think. Mm. But it's Germany. Home of mirth.
They're so carefree there.
All right, that was round 14.
Holy crow. All right, Trip and Eileen each have 20. Shannon has 21. Kim has 22.
Holy cow. This is close, and this is the last round. Everybody has four questions. Four questions.
Okay.
Round 15. Is this the stage name of an American gladiator from when or any version of the show? All right.
Stage name. So in other words, if there's such a thing as Australian gladiators, there might be on this list.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. American gladiator or your Australian gladiators or perhaps your
Belarusian gladiators.
Yes. So, you know, those guys.
Cheesecake. My favorite Belarusian.
All right.
Sweet cheesecake on the list. Oh, boy.
Oh,
just kidding.
Giving it away.
Shannon Delta. Delta.
Yes.
Kim Venom.
Yes.
Trip Vogue.
Vogue. No.
Got lady gladiators. They need names too.
Gosh.
Eileen Attila.
No.
Attila was. Shannon Fate. Fate.
No.
Correct. There was no fate, but there was a destiny. Kim.
No fate, but what you make.
Spider.
Spider?
Spider.
Yes.
Trip. Fox. Fox.
Fox. I know there wasn't an American fox. I'll say no.
There was. I'm going to guess from Russia. Eileen. Hades.
I didn't pick Attila, so I'll say yes to Hades.
Quick, like a score. It's really quick. Everybody's got two questions left.
Okay. Let's see. 20 for Trip, 20 for Eileen, 23 for Shannon, 24 for Kim.
All right. Shannon, Hercules.
Yes.
Kim, Commando.
Yes.
Trip. Decay.
Decay
as in enamel tooth decay. Wow. Brush your teeth, kids.
I was
kids.
So excited when I thought this. When I thought this was going to be about American gladiators, I was so excited. Decay. No.
You are correct, sir. Eileen.
Oh, finally.
Hippo.
I gotta get one of these. No.
Yikes. Now entering the ring, Hippo. I'm guessing Hippo might have been a large gentleman.
Or lady. Really
maybe, but I'm thinking guy.
Probably.
Shannon, last question of round 15. Cougar.
Yes.
Correct. Kim, crunch. Crunch.
Yes.
No, crush, but not crunch. Trip, monster.
That seems so vague. No.
You are correct. Eileen, last question. Raven. Raven.
Yes.
You are correct.
I wish I thought it was the same one that was on RuPaul's Drag Race. Okay. Eileen has 21. Trip has 22. And we have a tie.
Do we?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. All right. Shannon and Kim tied with 25 points apiece.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Shannon, Kim, get ready. Everybody else, take a break. Here we go. Here's our tiebreaker round. This is by me, so I apologize if it's not the same quality as the ones from Dave.
How many in the round?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? 12.
Okay.
Tiebreaker, is this an acronym-laden name of a vehicle from the 1980s G.I. Joe cartoon and or toy line, which were basically the same thing, says I. All right. So is this an acronym name of a vehicle from G.I. Joe? Are we ready for our tiebreaker round? Shannon, are you locked in?
Yes.
Yep.
Kim, are you locked in?
Yes.
Here we go. For Shannon. Hiss.
Yes.
High speed century. Correct. Kim. Killer whale. Whale is the acronym. Killer whale.
Yes.
Warrior hovering assault launching envoy.
Wow. That's not labored at all.
Mobat. Mobat, Shannon.
Mobat.
Mobat.
Mobat, no.
Mo problems.
Said no.
I got bad news for you. Motorized, motorized battle tank. Mobat. Back to Kim. Shark with a C.
Like S-H-A-R-C?
That's correct.
Shark with a C. I'll say yes. I don't really know. I'm guessing, but I'll say yes.
Submersible high-speed attack and reconnaissance craft.
The shark.
Back to Shannon. Rattle, R-A-T-T-L.
Yes.
It was not.
I'm surprised.
Kim, vamp. Vamp. The vamp.
V-A-M-P?
Yep.
Vehicular something. Yes.
Vehicle, colon, attack, colon, multi-purpose. Oh, the staff writers at Hasbro were really
good
working overtime
God.
When they came up with Vamp. Shannon, wolf. Colors. Wolf.
Yes.
Winter operational light fighting vehicle. The wolf. For Kim, tiger, spelt T-I-G-A-R. Tiger.
E-I-G-A-R.
Yes.
I'll say no on that one.
You saw right through my clever ruse. Shannon, spear. Spear. Was there a vehicle in G.I. Joe?
It makes sense.
Named the spear.
Yes.
No, there wasn't.
Damn it.
Cat. Simply cat, Kim. Cat.
B-A-T.
C-A-T. Cat. Yeah.
Yes.
Crimson Attack Tank is the cat. Back to Shannon. Your last question. Fang. Fang.
Yes.
Fully armed negator gyrocopter. It just flies around on dates and negates you. Fang. And then finally, worms. Worms.
worms.
Yeah.
That would really appeal to young boys. I'm going to say yes.
Mm.
Oh.
Here's the deal. Weapons Ordnance Rugged Machine Specialist. He runs the vehicles. He is not a vehicle. Tara?
Oh.
Tiebreaker is over. Let's hear the score.
Shannon gained 3 points in that round, but Kim gained 5.
All right. Guys, that was a great game. I have some shits and giggle tiebreakers I want to use up. The final tiebreaker for this one was Havoc. Havoc. What do you think? Yes, yes or no?
Let's reek it.
Heavy articulated vehicle ordnance carrier. And finally, for shits and giggles, is this a G.I. Joe thing? SMS. SMS. It was Sentry Whoa. And Missile System.
Oh.
Valued guest.
Well, congratulations, Kim. You are Woo! Our season one Yay! Champion.
Congratulations, Kim.
Good job.
I kept waiting for the Seinfeld round, but it never showed up.
All right, guys. Well, season two will probably start sometime soonish. I think we'll try to make them a regular occurrence on a schedule, not just fitting them in when we can. So get ready. Keep your eye on previously.tv and on this podcast for details how to sign up for season two. All right, that is it for this episode of Extra Hot Great. We finally finished season one of Listener Game Time, and Kim was our champion. Well done, Kim.
Woo!
Yay. As a thanks to all our players today, they each earn an extra credit redeemable for an Extra Hot Great mini topic of their choosing. Remember...
We're listening.
I am David T. Cole, and on behalf of scorekeeper Tara Ariano,
your sweet cheesecake,
Eileen Joyce.
Did you get my murder call?
Trip Payne.
the karate squid.
Kim Springsteen.
I was charmed with luck.
And Shannon Clark. Let's see how long this is.
Get off your ass, Alan Alda.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time right here on Extra Hot Great.
Didn't they all look fantastic and empowered? Now, I, for one, am a firm believer that we are all winners here. But unfortunately, that is not how a competition works.
This has been a production of the Previously.tv Podcast Network.